from Oroville, October 5th, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. Andrea, coordination.
My name is Huip Roelands. I'm here in Oroville, not for the first time. Some 8-9 years ago, I was here also for 3 months. And now I'm again here for 2 months because I want to make an internal journey for myself. I used to be in former times a Roman Catholic priest. And so I studied theology and philosophy. And afterwards, when I left the church, that was in the 70s, I made a new study to get my earnings, and I studied psychology. And in that study, I was very interested in communication. I had a lot of talk about communication in Oroville. And I must say that looking for that, I saw that in Oroville there are a lot of communication problems. And most people see the problems, but they don't know what to do about it. And when I'm talking about communication problems, then I see that there is a sort of a feeling that communication should go from itself when you are in a higher consciousness. And we all try to come in a higher consciousness and giving space to the divine in ourselves, etc. And this morning I talked to someone who said, well, when we are all divine, we don't need communication anymore. But we know that we not are, that we don't are on this moment divine and higher consciousness and all these things. So we have to communicate, because Oroville is a project not for individuals. It is not your individual journey towards a higher consciousness and doing internal and integral yoga as such. But Oroville is a project, and you have to cooperate. It's a project to make it all together. And for that, you need communication. You need to talk and to write in a way that the other will understand you. But there are two problems. The first is, there are, I think, 40 nationalities here. And they are all from different cultures. And before they understand each other, it's a hell of a job. And the second thing is that you don't think that you can communicate without involvement of your person. Not your ego, please, but your person. You are personally involved with your feelings. You have some feelings about what the others say. You have feelings about what you say yourself. And besides the feelings, you have some desires. You want something. And when I talk to someone and I want to give him or her feedback, then it's very important to say, well, this is what I see. That's what I feel about it. And this is what I want. And not saying, I do see this with you, and it is stupid, it is fault, it is a mistake, it's not good, it's wrong. That's communication with a judgment. When you want to communicate without any judgment, then people listen to you, and then you can say what you want, and etc.
A meeting for the Korean Pavilion Project will take place on Thursday, 11th of October at 1:30 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion. All Korean Orovillians, newcomers, and guests are invited to come and discuss the setting up of the project team. Oroville Water Harvest has been working with Kotokarai Village for about 2 years on sanitation, solid waste management, and water-related issues. Activities covered so far are drinking water, solid waste management, rainwater harvesting and water recharge, Irambai tank channels and canyon near Ganesh Bakery, and sanitation. The aim is to bring the responsibility of the village community to own and manage their own water system, which will allow the people to become sensitive regarding depleting resources. This project plans to be extended to neighboring villages at Inchabari and Irambai. All work is carried out with the active participation and monetary contribution of the people through various committee formation based on the different activities of the project. This is to ensure sustainability and ownership of the project after water harvest withdraws. It is also to ensure a proper capacity in water management in the village and a good platform for replication and interaction with Oroville in order to build a common water management system. Considering the lack of housing and the urgency to tackle this ongoing situation, nearly 20 Orovillians and newcomers gathered together to determine in a practical and concrete manner the real possibilities to build houses within a few months. The idea is to create a pool of builders, building partners, who could either continue building or be replaced by other newcomers and Orovillians. A synergy has to be created which will go on by itself, and this means welcoming potential newcomers with open heart and arms, channeling their energy towards the construction of the city and allowing them to understand the various issues. The building partners would start building houses for the Oroville Foundation where they would live. It is possible to build fast and cheap in an eco-friendly way with consciousness. What's needed is the will to do it, sweat and work for it. Many people of goodwill are needed. Everyone can find a place in the team of building partners according to their own capacity. Let's build together now the city the earth needs with our own hands. Next meeting of the Oroville Building Partners on Wednesday, October 10th, 4 p.m., at the Oroville Earth Institute CSR campus. Those willing to contribute creatively are welcome. About the beach in quiet. The small-scale experiment done by several Orovillians didn't get a chance to show its value due to protests by fishermen. Nobody could or wanted to interfere. The cemented tires and palmyra trees were left on the beach, four had fallen down into the sea. The hope is that the monsoon will bring some sand from the north, which gives us at least some time till March. The latest update on Tuesday, 2nd of October, the high tide reaches regularly the south corner of Quiet. There is at low tide less than 8 meters of beach left in front of it. From the main gate to the sea, there is then 32 meters, good for lazy swimmers. The French Pavilion presents a talk by Gilles in French with English translation at Cinema Paradiso entitled Water, a challenge to take up for Oroville and its bioregion on Tuesday, October 9th, 5 p.m. The talk will be on the depletion of water resources in the Oroville bioregion, which is very serious. In spite of the various actions initiated by different groups to promote sustainable solutions, the necessary changes have yet to occur. Awareness Through the Body Introductory Workshop on Saturday, 27th October, from 8:30 a.m. until 5:30. The themes that will be explored are attention, concentration, breathing, the different planes of the being, and relaxation. If interested, please send an email to atb@oroville.org.in before October 15th for a sign-up form. Space is limited. Velu, who works in Svaram as artisan and instrument designer, is offering djembe classes for interested Orovillians, newcomers, and guests. Classes will be individual. Email djembevelu, that's djembevelu, at rediffmail.com. The Oroville Home Healthcare Service aims to provide holistic healthcare for Orovillians who are bedridden. The focus is for patients wishing to recover at home following hospital treatment for illness, accident or surgery, people with long-term illness, and people with terminal illness who wish to die at home. Provided will be ongoing nursing assessment, nurse visits, coordination of other required services, referral to Orovillian alternative and complementary therapists, and liaison with health practitioners outside of Oroville already involved in the care. For more information, call 944 235 7690. A small excerpt from Letters on Yoga by Sri Aurobindo. The feet must be sure of their ground before the head can hope to kiss the sky. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website auroville.org. Thanks for listening.